sign for the president.
Thank you. One moment. And Mahon, I know.
I hate to bother you Saturday evening, but I'm going to have to veto this military construction bill of Rivers. It makes me commander in chief for only 4 months. And I'm willing to have a reasonable one, but there's no president ever signed a bill like this. And the Attorney General just tells me I couldn't live with it. If I had an emergency, if they were going to attack the air base at Omaha, I couldn't move them until I report to General Rivers, and must be from January to May, and I just have to sit there and let it get wiped out. They had an epidemic of malaria, Camp Benning, I couldn't close it, move them. If they had a atomic fallout and it made it required us to move out of Seattle, I just couldn't do anything about it. So what I'm going to do is tell the leaders quietly off the record, McCormick, you and Albert Ford and Dirksen and Mansfield. I've already told McCormick and Dirksen and Mansfield, and they understand it. McCormick said he's against it all along. And Mansfield, Dirksen said he thought it was the biggest foolishness. The Senate had no provision, but Mendel just made them do this. And I'm going to tell them that I don't favor it. But if they want to just pass the bill like they passed it, put a reasonable reporting provision, and I notify the Congress 60 days before I do anything, give them ample time, that I'll do that if they're in session. If they're not, I'll try to make it a policy as long as I'm president not to close anything when they're away unless it is an emergency.
Yeah.
In which event, I'll contact all the leaders.
Well, you see, they're trying to tie a provision against closing in every bill. We had this on the Rooney State Justice the other day. Couldn't close a highway division station, and we just knocked that out. It was put in the Senate.
That's right.
But if you let them just keep on growing on this, they just take you over, you see.
That's right. Well,
I think you're right. Anything I can do to help, I'll do it.
Well, I just wanted you to know about it.
When are you probably going to do it?
Tonight's last night. I'm working on it now.
Oh, I see.
Well, I'm just going to call the leaders before they read in the paper, and I'm trying to get Ford, and he's traveling somewhere in New York, and I've talked to McCormick and Dirksen and Mansfield, and they all agree with
it. Well, you're right, of course.
I'm going to not be mean,
language.
I'm just going
to
say,
and I'm
going to tell them off the record, go on, pass the same bill, and just put a paragraph in it if you want to that says I report 60 days. It's like you got the GSA. GSA can't sell anything now without giving the Congress 30 days notice.
I think that's ridiculous, too.
It is, and I'm against all of it, but...
It's not only that, but it hurts Congress. It puts us on...
I had Clark Clifford over here, and I had Abe Porters over here. He's going on the court. And they're just shocked that I'd even be willing to take a reporting provision. But I said, well, I don't want to act like a dictator, and I don't want to close anything. Well, if they want to keep it open themselves, I'll do my best. So I'm going to tell them that they can... I'll be reasonable, but give me ones like some other president has signed, so I just don't give away all the presidential power.
Yes, I think there's a kind of a soft approach, but, I think the Congress will be with you. People are disgusted with this stuff, gentlemen, in my opinion.
Well, Rivers passed it unanimously.
Well, you know, that's
this pay bill today, I'm signing it, and it's $600 million more than I recommended.
I put something in the record, which is on the final page of the appendix, pointing out the difference between the economy record of the president.